Did you ever hear people talk about Johnny Cake? You know what that was, or Ash Cakes, or?
I think the Johnny Cake was actually made out of cornmeal, but I don't know about that. But I heard Johnny Cake.
Johnny Cake, we made it in case of fried whole cake, made it up like a biscuit dough, and put it on that griddle,
okay.
And flatten it out and brown it.
That's a wheat whole cake, what we call it.
Okay. Now the kind of bread you made at home was homemade bread, and then the kind you bought at the store was called
light bread.
Okay. Now any other things that you fry up and deep fat or stuff like that your mother would make for you?
What we had
round in the middle whole.
Had donuts and fried sweet potatoes and iced potatoes. Never heard of no French fries till I was a grown man. It was just potato chips.
They fried them in bacon grease.
That's
that
right.
Kind of
And we sliced them. We didn't cut them up in strips like
that. That's right. They were sliced real thin and fried. They would be a little on the greasy side. But they used to cook fritters, you call them, and just strips of dough that stick holes in them and fry them and put some butter, some cinnamon and sugar on them. Be something similar to a donut, except it'd be made out of biscuit dough instead of yeast dough like you make most donuts out of.
Okay. Now, the two parts of the egg, the white and the...
The white and the yolk.
Yolk is...
It's the yellow part.
Okay. If you cook them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, you call that what?
Boiling it, or poaching it.
Okay.
Poaching the egg, you crack it and put it in hot water and poach it. If you boil it in the hub, it's a boiled egg, hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me last time about killing hogs, and cutting them up. What did you call that kind of sweet or sugar-cured or salt-cured meat that you put in your greens up?
Well, that was just streak of lean side meat, a smoked side. We always smoked our meat. Our own meat in the smokehouse, your hams and your shoulders and your sides. Sometimes smoked the jowls. Mm. They folks call them jaws now, jives or whatever, but there was a jaw when I come along.
The outside of the bacon, kind of edge that you had to cut off?
The rind, the skin?
Yeah.
Now, we wasn't raised up cutting that off. We cooked it right on, sliced it through the skin. But you buy bacon, you don't get no skin on that.
Did you ever use the blood of the hog for anything?
No. I understand that packing houses put the blood in tankage, but they never use the blood for nothing. I have heard a few people talking about blood puddings, but I never saw any. Never saw nobody cook any, but...
Okay. What else did you use the hog for? You told me about cracklings you made.
Well, your crackling would come out of the fat, and you grind up your sausage. And
did you ever take them either head and make them?
Side the head. And some folks would pickle the feet, and some people would just boil all the feet and they'd keep a long time, boil good and done, and eat the pig feet. I really like pig feet even now.
What about the liver or the lights?
Well, your liver and your lights, out of young hogs, you had pretty good liver and lights. We used to make liver stew, liver. You chop it up in little pieces and stew it down, the lights and the liver, or slice the liver up and fry it.
Mm-hmm. You ever grind it up and make something out of that?
I have heard of liver pudding, but I we never done that at my house.
Okay. What about the insides, the intestines, or something like
well,
that?
Well, you use them, some people eat chitlins. My dad liked chitlins pretty well, but they didn't ever cook any at home much. But you always use your small intestines to stuff your sausage in. You had to scrape them and wash them and turn them wrong side and wash them and scrape them and soak them in salt water. You start that as soon as you got the guts out of the hog,